Grandma died on Space Mountain at Disney World. The roller coaster ride of a lifetime, Amogus episode number 7. Today is the 30th of May 2023, and I'm your host, Marion. Thanks for joining us. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it.
Possible podcast. Grandma died on Space Mountain at Disney World. The roller coaster ride of a lifetime.
Welcome to this episode of our podcast, where we share stories that challenge our assumptions and expand our understanding of the world. I'm your host, and today we'll talk about a strange and tragic event that happened in one of the most popular theme parks in the world, Disney World.
In 2018, an 89-year-old woman named Helen Ticehurst visited Disney World with her family. She had been a resident of the UK, where she had survived several wars and raised her children and grandchildren. She had always been adventurous, taking her family on trips around the world and trying new things. She had also been a fan of roller coasters, having ridden many of them in her lifetime.
One of the rides she hadn't experienced yet was Space Mountain, a high-speed indoor coaster that simulated a space mission. Her grandson, Simon Ticehurst, who was also in the park that day, convinced her to join him and his girlfriend Sasha, who had ridden the coaster before, but in a separate car. Helen, who was hard of hearing and had some vision problems, agreed to give it a try, relying on her family's support.
As they entered the ride, Helen was seated in the front, with Simon and Sasha behind her. The coaster climbed up to a dark tunnel, where it accelerated to speeds up to 60 miles per hour, spinning and dropping 26 stories, with flashes of light and sound effects that simulated meteors, stars, and aliens. Simon and Sasha recall that Helen was screaming and laughing, holding onto the handlebar in front of her.
However, as the coaster slowed down after the last drop, Simon and Sasha noticed that something was wrong with Helen. She had slumped over, unresponsive, and her eyes were closed. They tried to wake her up, but she didn't respond. As the coaster returned to the boarding area, a staff member noticed that Helen was not moving and called for medical help.
At that point, the Ticehurst family's joyous vacation turned into a nightmare. Helen was rushed to a nearby hospital, but it was too late. She had died of a heart attack, possibly triggered by the thrill of the ride or some other factors. The family was devastated by the sudden loss of their beloved matriarch, who had died in the happiest place on earth.
The news of Helen's death spread quickly and caused a media frenzy. Some criticized Disney for allowing an elderly person to ride a coaster that had height and health restrictions, while others defended Helen's right to choose her own adventure. Some speculated that the ride had caused or contributed to her fatal heart attack, while others pointed out that Helen had a pre-existing condition that could have been aggravated by other activities.
Disney released a statement expressing condolences to the family and stating that safety was their top priority, and that Space Mountain had no known safety concerns. The park also offered to help the family with any needs they had. The Ticehursts thanked the public for their support and asked for privacy to grieve their loss.
The aftermath of Helen's death raises many questions and challenges many assumptions about aging, adventure, risk, and responsibility. Was Helen brave or reckless to ride a coaster at her age and condition? Did Disney or the family bear some responsibility for her death, or was it simply an unpredictable event? What does this say about the culture of theme parks and the expectations of their visitors? And how does this affect the memories and legacy of Helen and her family? In a way, Helen's death was a fitting end to a life that was full of surprises and challenges. She had lived through wars and revolutions, raised a family on a farm, traveled the world, and dared to try new things. She had overcome many obstacles and setbacks, and had always kept her sense of humor and spirit of adventure. Maybe she would have preferred to die on a roller coaster than in a hospital bed, surrounded by machines and tubes. Maybe she would have wanted her family to remember her joyful scream and laughter, rather than her sad and silent departure. Maybe, in a way, she had achieved the ultimate thrill of a lifetime, and had left her mark on the world in a way that no one else could.
As we conclude this episode, Let's reflect on what we can learn from Helen's story. Let's remember that life is short and uncertain, and that we should try to live it to the fullest, whatever that means for us. Let's honor our elders and their wisdom, and let's celebrate their courage and curiosity. And let's appreciate the power of stories to inspire us, challenge us, and connect us. Thank you for listening, and until next time, stay curious and open-minded.
This was Grandma Died on Space Mountain at Disney World, The Roller Coaster Ride of a Lifetime, by Amogus, and this was episode number 7. My name is Marion Hawkins, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.